When your kids are away from home, you think about them and wonder how things are going with them. And when your kids are in college, you do the same. Parents might have a moment where they just wonder, you know, I wonder what's going on with my college-age child. And there was a day and a time when if my parents had wondered that, and, you know, they'd love to kind of just picture that, they would have seen me with my hands on the hood of a police car, which would not have been the most opportune time for them to see me, but they would have. And I want to tell you a little more about that in a minute, but turn to Genesis chapter 4, verse 7. Genesis chapter 4, verse 7. We're going to talk about government today. We're about to have an inauguration, and government is on our mind a little bit, and those who have authority over us in particular also want to talk about law enforcement today. Genesis 4:7 is a scripture about Cain and Abel, and I want us to begin by understanding our God is a God of peace. Remember, He created first the Garden of Eden, a place of peace. And even when man sinned, Adam and Eve sinned and were cast out of the garden, and that is a lot of our unrest in our world today in all types of ways due to sin, man's sin. But even after the garden, remember with Cain and Abel, remember Cain was jealous of Abel. God accepted Abel's sacrifice. He rejected Cain's, and Cain was jealous. And Cain winds up killing his brother. But before he does, remember Genesis 4:7, God says to Cain, He says, if you do well, will you not be accepted? He's trying to tell Cain, hey, I'll accept your sacrifice if you do well. If you do not do well, sin is crouching at the door. Its desire is for you, but you must rule over it. Even at that time, God knows what Cain is tempted to do, and God's trying to direct Cain to peace. God has always been a God of peace. Psalm 29:11 says, may the Lord give strength to His people. May the Lord bless His people with peace. Psalm 34:14 says, turn away from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. Jesus in the Beatitudes says, blessed are the peacemakers. Remember in Galatians 5, the fruit of the Spirit, the third of the fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, peace. Hebrews 12:14 says, strive for peace with everyone. God is a God of peace. And we want peace, but for mankind, for peace to exist, we must have law and order, don't we? We must have law and order. We're about to have an inauguration. We've had a recent election. The election came down to two candidates. Like many, I really didn't like either one, in the sense of there were things about them that I thought were not necessarily godly. Things I wondered about, things I worried about. But we're about to inaugurate a new president of our nation. And so let's take a look this morning at how does Scripture direct us as Christians regarding government, and then in particular regarding law enforcement. Romans 13, 1. Romans is a good passage on this. Romans chapter 13. Verse 1 says, let every person be subject to the governing authorities. For there is no authority except from God, and those that exist have been instituted by God. And so we have the word subject. Let every person be subject. The word subject means under obedience. We're to be under obedience to our government. And the real short explanation, which is pretty simple, is unless our government directs us to violate God's law, we follow government. We submit. We are to be subject. So 1 Peter 2:13, be subject for the Lord's sake to every human institution, whether it be to the emperor as supreme or to governors as set to him by him to punish those who do evil and to praise those who do good. If we think our government leaders are bad, if we think our politicians are unethical, not trustworthy, things were much worse in the first century in the Middle East. And things are much worse in many places around our world today, aren't they? And so Scripture doesn't say, be subject to your good governments. Be subject to governments that are trustworthy. Just be subject to your government. But then it gives us a reason, because, and probably God knows we need this reason. We don't have the reason within ourselves. We don't have this inclination to be subject and submissive because it's good for us. We don't have that motivation, usually. But God says, do it for my sake. Right? Do it for my sake. 1 Peter 2:13, for the Lord's sake. And so if you ever wonder, well, why do we just, you know, go along? I'm not saying we don't voice our opinion. I'm not saying we don't vote. We live in a great nation that allows us those freedoms and our voice. But we are to be subject out of God's sake, out of respect for God. Back to Romans 13, verse 7, reading down further. Pay to all what is owed to them. Taxes to whom taxes are owed. We're coming up on tax season. Taxes to whom taxes are owed. Revenue to whom revenue is owed. Respect to whom respect is owed. Honor to whom honor is owed. I don't know of anyone that really likes to pay taxes. In the first century, the Jews really resented it, because the Romans had taken over sometime previous to the New Testament. The Romans were occupying Israel. They were no longer an independent state. And their taxes went to Rome, went to Caesar. You think they resented that? They hated it. They resented taxpayers. But we are to pay taxes. Without taxes, there's no government. Without government, there's no law. Without law, there's anarchy. Crime is rampant. There's no peace. Have you ever heard someone say, I will show someone respect, but they have to earn my respect? I mean, I don't mind being respectful, but you're going to have to earn it. Well, Scripture doesn't guide us that way, does it? Look at 1 Peter 2:17. Honor everyone. Love the brotherhood. Fear God. Honor the emperor. The emperor did not deserve respect or honor in the first century. This would most likely be Nero. Honor the emperor. If you think Trump doesn't deserve respect, honor the emperor. Scripture doesn't say if they're an honorable governor or king or ruler or dictator. Just honor them. Show respect. We're to honor everyone. We are to be a people that respect others whether they deserve it or not. And look at verse 18 in 1 Peter 2. Servants, be subject to your masters with all respect, not only to the good and gentle, but also to the unjust. In the first century, slaves, some of them had good masters. They were good to them. They were gentle with them. Some of them had unfair, unjust, mean, and cruel masters. And God guided those slaves to be subject as well, to be respectful, to show respect. And so, when I was in college, I was out with some friends. One of them was, I was a Bible major. Another one was, there were four of us. I was not driving. The driver ran a, you know, yellow, which turned red light. Ran a red light, and we got pulled over. And so the officer had us had us out with our hands on the hood. We didn't really do anything. I wasn't even driving. We weren't acting odd. We were not intoxicated. We were not. The wrong was running the red light. So I find myself out here with my hands on the hood, on Broadway Extension in Edmond. And I'm thinking, well, this is peculiar. Never been here before. This is a little unnerving. I could have felt like, you know, we're innocent until we're proven guilty. I could have felt like we've not done anything wrong. Why are you doing this to us, subjecting us to this? I could have thought this is ridiculous, and I could have said many things. But I also thought this officer is doing his job. And for his safety, my hands are on the hood. And I'm okay with that. So the driver got a warning or ticket. I don't even remember now. I just remember we got back in the car and left. I like that part. That was the best part. Some of you have heard me tell a story. Some of you not, so I'll tell it again. A few years ago, a girl, Cindy and Abby were younger. They wanted to ride their bikes to playground up at school, at Pratt School. And that's a few blocks. And I wasn't comfortable with their age, them being out away from the house that far. You can call me overprotective. I don't care. But I wasn't. So I said, you can ride your bikes up there. I'll follow you. I'll just drive along slow in the car. And I just want to keep an eye on you. We'll go up there. You can play, whatever. And then we'll come home. So I do that. I'm sitting in the car. I got pulled over, but I really didn't get pulled over. I was already over. I was in the parking lot. Right? They were playing. And next thing I know, I kind of hear a voice, and I look up, and in my rearview mirror is a police car. And for too long, there's like two more behind that one. So he walks up to me, and I kid you not, the first thing out of my mouth was, somebody called me in, didn't they? Because I thought, as I'm following them on their bicycles, I did kind of look creepy. I recognize that. I'd drive a little bit, and I'd stop. I'd just watch them. Drive a little bit, stop watching. Yeah, it's a little creepy. So, obviously, and truthfully, and as the story played out, someone had called this man who's following these girls, watching them. And so he talks to me for a minute and gets my license. And he has to go interview the girls. He has to go verify from them that this is legitimate, you know. So he does, takes a little bit, and of course everything's fine. I could have been offended by that. I could have been embarrassed by that. I could have been mad about that. I could have felt like you guys have nothing better to do than, you know, than to interrogate a good father who's trying to protect his children, being overly cautious, I get it, doing nothing wrong, wasting my time. As Christians, we are to show respect and honor for God's sake to those who have authority over us, aren't we?
Yes.
And when I was actually thankful, now I was a little embarrassed, even though I didn't do anything wrong. But I'm thankful we have local police who are watching out for our children, who are watching for criminals. I'm thankful we have people who would call in, who would say, hey, this looks a little suspicious. Could you check it out? I'm thankful for that. Titus chapter 3, verse 1 says, remind them to be submissive to rulers and authorities, to be obedient, to be ready for every good work, to speak evil of no one, to avoid quarreling, to be gentle, and to show perfect courtesy toward all people. When officers pull over a person, when they pull over a person, they should hope that that person is a Christian, shouldn't they? Highway patrolman, pull someone over. They should hope that person's a Christian. They should hope if they are a Christian, they can count on that person being respectful, perfect respect, perfect courtesy, right? They should hope for that. The phrase here that's translated to be obedient, in verse 1, to be obedient, literally it means to listen to the advice of. In other words, do what they say is what that says. The authorities that are over us, do what they say. If they say put your hands on the hood, put your hands on the hood. I do that. I did that. I cannot say this without, I also want to point something out, and I need to keep moving. I'll say this quickly. I know not all police officers are what you might call good, or that they do good all the time, or that they are always ethical, or that the abuse of power never happens. Abuse of power does happen, doesn't it?
Yes.
Abuse of government happens. Abuse of police power happens. So I'm not saying there are never any police officers who do bad, but there are also judges who do bad, and there are also politicians who do bad, and there are also ministers who do bad. I remember in the 80s when the televangelists, some of you are old enough, In the 80s, prior to that time, ministers were really held in high honor. A lot of respect, okay, by society. But in the 80s, the televangelists started to have some scandals. And one scandal after another scandal of a minister, you know, doing wrong in all different ways. And the public view of ministers took a real hit. I sympathize to some, to a large degree, to our police officers, because their public reputation has taken a hit, has it not? Because of incidences where officers have either been in the wrong or projected to be in the wrong. And I don't know. I don't know all the occasions, but we do watch the news and you know what I'm talking about. But I do believe most officers are good and right men and women doing their job. And we're to be subject to all of them. We're to be subject to all of them. We're to do what they say. Show them respect and show them honor. And so thus far, Scripture teaches us be subject to them, honor them. And in a minute, I want to tell you, we have plans to honor our local police here in a great way. And we want to do that because it honors God. All right, 1 Timothy 2, verse 1. Read this in a second. I'm also sympathetic to those who are abused by power, whatever that power is. And our God is a defender of the fatherless and widows. And that refers to those who are vulnerable. When those in power abuse those who are under their authority, God sympathizes with those who've been victimized. Okay? And so, I feel like that's important. 1 Timothy 2:1. First of all, supplications, intercessions, thanksgivings be made for all people, for kings, for all who are in high positions, that we may lead a peaceful, here's this word peace again, we may lead a peaceful and quiet life, godly and dignified in every way. We have four words here for prayer. And the short message is pray for those in authority. Pray for our leaders. We're about to have a new president. Pray for him. Pray for him. We need to show respect to the office of the President of the United States, regardless of who it is. And we've been through a number of years and occasions where, goodness, how many presidents have done wrong, or it seems like they've done wrong, and it's spread all over the news, and we have reasons to not be thrilled with who's our top leader. But we are to show honor. We are to pray for them. So we have words like supplication, which would be a request for a specific need. And we want to pray for those over us. We want to pray for our local law enforcement. Prayers is a general word for prayer with the word intercessions. This pictures someone going before the king with an appeal to his favor, for his favor. So this would be us praying to God on the behalf of our leaders as a favor. God help our leaders. And it's an answer to our prayer. And then thanksgivings, prayer of thanksgivings. We want to lead a peaceful and quiet life. Police officers, sometimes there's this title of peace officer. Peace officer, a person who's been certified to enforce law and order. And I want to share with you, this was interesting to me. It's more than 350 years ago in America that the first known system of law enforcement was established. And it was first, law enforcement in America was first established in Boston. As soon as colonists had settled there in 1630, local ordinances had allowed for constables to be appointed. Soon after, in April 1631, the townspeople formed a watch made up of six watchmen, one constable, several volunteers who patrolled at night walking the rounds. I am thankful for those who patrol. Aren't you? I'm thankful for them. Number one, they protect us, which allows for us to have peace. Do you lock your door at night?
Yes.
I do. Now, some of you older folks remember a time either here. Now, there may be some of you who don't, but many of you remember a time either here or in another town where you didn't lock your door at night. Raise your hand if you remember that or know of anyone who didn't lock the door at night. Okay? Peace. I like peace. I'm thankful for our law enforcement because they do a job I would not want to do. They have to deal with the worst of society, criminals, those who are committing crimes. They have to deal with them. How would your mood be if you had to deal with them day in, day out? I think I'd be in a bad mood. I get in a bad mood watching the news for about 10 minutes. Seriously. I can't even watch a whole broadcast of it. I can't do it. I don't want to know about it. I don't want to see it. I don't want to hear it. It hurts me here. So I appreciate our law enforcement. We want to honor them, and we're going to do that a week from tomorrow in a special way at our next Monday Night for the Master. So a week from tomorrow, we're going to honor our local law enforcement. And as a part of kind of getting us mindful about that and getting us thinking about that, we have a PowerPoint presentation, a video. It will run in the foyer. Appreciate Keith taking time to put this together. I want to show it to you now. It's about a minute and a half long. So take a look at this.
Give thanks to the Lord, call on His name, make known among the nations what He has done.
Give thanks to the Lord, call on His name, make known among the nations what He has done. Sing to Him, sing praise to Him, tell of all His wonderful acts, glory in His holy name. Glory in His holy name. Give thanks to the Lord, call on His name, make known among the nations what He has done. Give thanks to the Lord, call on His name, make known among the nations what He has done. Sing to Him, sing praise to Him, tell of all His wonderful acts, glory in His holy name. Glory in His holy name. Glory in His name. Glory. Glory in His holy name. Glory. Glory in His name.
Glory. Week from Monday. Glory. At our next Monday Night for the Master, we are going to pray for our local police department, law enforcement. There are 40 individuals, and those pictures were in that. And so we want to pray for them that night in a special way. And we're also going to write cards. And we want to write cards that are personally addressed to each one and with a personal message from us as individuals. And then we will take and hand deliver those cards. Our goal is, we're prepared to take and hand deliver what would be 5 cards for each one, each of those 40. So that's 200 total cards. That will be from us as a member of Sand Springs Church of Christ. We appreciate you, and we're praying for you. And so we'd like to honor those men and women in that way. That's a week from next Monday. So I want to encourage you to plan on coming to Monday Night for the Master that night. So it's a special night. We want to utilize it for that reason. We know that there are some who absolutely cannot come. You cannot come on a Monday night. You live too far out. You can't drive at night. There's some reason that you absolutely could not come. And if that's the case, we don't want to leave you out. We want you to also be able to participate. And so if that's the situation you're in, Keith has some cards this morning on him, and so find him before you leave. You can take 5 of those. You can take them home this week, write them, and bring them back next Sunday, and they can be included in what we hand deliver. So be thinking about this. I also want to quickly mention, we have members of our congregation. I want to mention those that I'm aware of who have worked in law enforcement in some capacity. And I want to just kind of identify them for you and honor them. And I may overlook someone. And if I miss someone, which is a good chance I've someone I'm unaware of, come tell me so I can mention them in the future. But Jerry Don Bullard works in law enforcement in Skytook. He's a detective in the Skytook Police Department. worked all last night, and that's why he's unable to be here this morning. But I appreciate Jerry Don for how he serves community in Skytook. Liz Price, which is awkward for me to say, but that's a good name, isn't it? Liz Price. I like that. Worked in as a dispatcher in Latimer County a couple years ago for a time. And honestly, I don't know how she did it. I would have told her you're not going to last 1 week, because I don't think I'd last 1 week, but she did, and I'm proud of her. Dale Howard is a retired police chief, worked many years in law enforcement. Dale Griffin is a dispatcher, works dispatch for Creek County. And her husband, Tracy Griffin, is a Tulsa County deputy. Keith Thompson has served as a dispatcher, sheriff's deputy, chaplain, and also served at Ground Zero. And there may be someone else I've overlooked, but these individuals don't work in our local police department that we're going to honor, but we appreciate them, and I want to honor them. And so just a reminder, give honor. Glorify God by giving honor. Be planning on a week from Monday, and we really want to do a great job of that. And we praise God that we live in a peaceful nation. We're going to sing a song of encouragement. And this is about spiritual peace. This is about the day that you and I all will stand one by one before our Maker. And we want to provide an opportunity. If you're here this morning and you're not right with God, you're not ready to meet God, but you want to, and we'd love to help you with that. If there's a need that you have, please come while we stand and sing.
It's my life.